Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. It's inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Glad you're here today. This is May the 27th. So glad that you tuned in today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Today, I'm talking about travel. Do you have the travel bug? I'll tell you what, me and my wife do. We love to travel. If I was a multimillionaire, you know, I would go lots of places, and we've been to several places, but, you know, I just like to go places and check them out, go to different hotels and restaurants and venues, and, you know, my wife's never been to Florida. I want to take her to Florida and the Grand Canyon and different places. Hey, how about you? Where would you like to go either this year or next year? You know, maybe you should make a little bucket list of what you'd like to do. Today, I want to talk to you about one of our favorite places to go. It's called Branson, Missouri. Now, if you're listening out of country, out of the United States, you might not know where that is. Just Google it and go see where Branson is. It's in Missouri, which they call part of the Ozarks. It's just a beautiful place with lots of hills and trees, real green. Lakes around, and it's just a wonderful place to visit. This little town of Branson, Missouri, started years ago as just a regular town, and then somebody got the great idea to, hey, let's start doing some live music shows here while the tourists are coming through, driving to wherever they're going to. And they really started the live entertainment music that they did years ago. And it's blossomed into over 100 shows and venues that you can go to on a daily basis. Now, you know, not during the middle of winter, but, you know, most often during their operating season, you can catch almost any type of show with the original headliners or some of the people that do the impersonations. Like last year, Julie and I went and saw The Legends. And they were impersonators of famous people like, oh, Elvis Presley, Anne Margaret, several others. And we just had a great time, and they put on a great show. So today, let me talk to you a little bit more about Branson, some of the places that Julie and I have been to, and some of the shows and attractions we've attended, and give you some of my pluses, minuses, pros, cons on what we've done, and maybe you'd like to go check out Branson, Missouri yourself. I remember the first time I even heard about Branson, Missouri was back. I watched it on the news. It was a you know, big thing back, I think, in the 80s, and it was really taking off. And they had this live news show, and they were talking about Branson. It might have been on 2020 or something like that. And they were talking about Branson and said, this is awesome. You know, and the highway, whatever that road is, 76 or something, it was congested because it was a two-lane road and people were driving, you know, 4 miles an hour trying to get to different places. And they were talking about all the shows. And it was just a fascinating place. I didn't even think much about it. But then later on, Julie and I were able to go there. One place that we went the first time was Brashler's Music Show. And we went there because my friend Johnny Walters, who I went to college with, a guy from Leesville, Louisiana, he was part of the show there. And Johnny invited us. And one time we went as a staff, and we went as a staff to Branson and stayed in a condo. And we were also able to go to the Brashler's Music Show that night as well. So Johnny and those guys really put on a real good show. Johnny is currently the senior pastor at Crossroads Community Church in Harrison, Arkansas. We extend our wishes and blessings to Johnny as he continues doing ministry. He's not doing the brand show anymore. He's a full-time pastor there in Harrison, Arkansas, doing a great job at Crossroads Community Church. Okay, so that was my first taste of Branson and seeing the live entertainment industry in action, watching Johnny and the Brashlers together. Since that time, we have gone to Branson several times as a family vacation. And we started just going and going with part of our family. Then we've included like all of our family most every year, every summer. And it's just been fun just to get together. And some nights, you know, Julie and I will babysit the grandkids. The other people can go out on their dates and have a good time while we take care of the grandkids. That's fun. And then we all go out to dinner or go ride, you know, the younger kids who ride the go-karts. And us older kids like me, we'll play putt-putt golf. Yeah, that's right. And then there's a famous place that we like to go to there. It's called Cakes and Creams. It's got a terrible parking lot, guys. Terrible parking lot because it's on a slope. Just don't go there in the middle of winter when it's icy. You'll slide right into the restaurant. But it's a 50s diner, and they have some of the greatest ice cream. And, you know, I mean, you can get, well, you can get anything you want to there available. Even meals. You can get pizza and sub sandwiches and hamburgers and french fries, all that stuff. On top of their shakes and malts and sundaes and all their special things, you know. They just have it all. It's a great place to go, and we love to go there, a 50s diner, and just have a great time there. So not only have we been there for family vacations, we've been there with some friends. Ken and Ann invited us to go with them one time, and we did, and had a great time staying at this cabins right there in downtown, almost downtown Branson, near the Strip, and it was in a cabin, and you felt like you were out in the woods totally the whole time. So that's a great place, the cabins there. And we saw some great attractions. I'll go to that in a minute. Then Julie and I have been there for our 40th anniversary. We went there last year and stayed in the cabins again and had a great time. And then most recently, this past March, she and I went for a few days, stayed down at the Branson Landing. And that's right where, well, there's all these shops and places to eat and shop. And we stayed right down there. Had a great hotel room and got a great price because it's the dead of winter, folks, March. And it was cold, but, you know, we enjoyed it, you know, and had a great time. There are over 100 shows, as I mentioned earlier. Some of the shows that we've attended in Branson, Missouri. Hey, you know, by the way, let me stop here. You are listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. And that's why I'm talking about some of the places we've been to, some of the places we've eaten. And I want to share with you some of the memories that I have of being in Branson. And that's why we're talking today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Because it's about music. It's about movies. It's about memories, baby. I just want to talk to you about Branson today. And we've got some great fond memories there. So one of my favorite shows to go to is Six. That's right, Six. There are six brothers. And they sing a cappella. They don't have any instruments that are live. They do everything with their voices. And they are amazing. And they cut up and they have a good time. And it's a great show. I tell you, it's worth the money going to see Six. They have been appearing in the Mickey Gilley Theater. And if you can catch them, and then if you can also catch Mickey Gilley, if he's performing, he puts on a great show too. We saw him do his Christmas show last year. It was tremendous. He's still a great talent. He couldn't play the piano because he had been in an injury, but he really is still a great talent, great voice. Some of the other places we've been to, we were able to attend the Osmonds Christmas show in the Andy Williams Theater. It was just a wonderful show. The lights and the sound were fantastic. Entertainment was fantastic, and we just loved the whole thing. Shoji Tabuchi, man. I mean, just go to his venue just to see the bathrooms. I haven't seen the women's bathroom, but I have seen the men's bathroom. And we went in there. I went in there. And there is a pool table in the men's restroom. I mean, this is a large restroom area, okay? It's about as big as my house or bigger. You first room you go into is the pool table parlor, whatever they call it. And there's seating all around it. Of course, you don't dare touch the table unless, you know, someone invites you to play the game or something. But it's just for special occasions. And then you go into the restroom, and there's these, it's just a really a nice place. And there's places to sit and trees, and it's just a really nice place. You got to check out Shoji's bathroom. And he's also a good musician, great violin player. Put on a good show while we were there. Really enjoyed him. Who else have we seen? We saw Yakov Smirnoff. We enjoyed him, but he just wasn't really what we envisioned. But it was good. Hey, don't get me wrong. It was good. Plus, we had a meal there, and that was part of the ticket price. Have you ever been to the Sight and Sound Theater? I knew there's one, I think, in Pennsylvania. But the one in Branson is the only one I've been to, but they've put on some great shows. One of the shows that we've seen was called Noah, and most recently, the one we saw was called Jonah. And both of them, it's called the Sight and Sound Theater because that's what it's all about. They show sight, and they have sound. And they put you almost in the middle of the action when these musicals are taking place. And I remember when we saw Noah, you know, the curtains kind of came back and you could see all around you, and you were part of being inside Noah's Ark. and all these animals were against the walls where you didn't see them before, but when the curtains moved, you could see where they were. And you were like in the middle of Noah's Ark. It's really pretty cool. Same way when we saw Jonah, when he is in the belly of the fish and he's underwater, you are feeling like you're in the midst of the ocean with Jonah. It's such a tremendous experience. And the people do a great job on the shows. And I talked to the sound men there, and they have all these people on microphones, on headsets, and they're all live, and it's really good. Now, some of it is pre-recorded, and they sing along with tracks, but most of it is just totally live, and it's really a great production. So I recommend going to see Jonah, if you can, at the Sight and Sound Theater. What else have we been to? Okay, hey, when we were with Ken and Ann, we went to Silver Dollar City. If you've never been there, it's quite an experience. It's not just an amusement park, but it's so much more. And they have things to do there and shows and food and all that. It's a total package. So the younger people really like roller coasters and all the attractions that you ride on. The older folks like to go to the glass blowing shop, the chapel where you sing old hymns and different things. And then they put on these great shows in the saloon or in the little theaters. And we were able to catch some great shows. And so Silver Dollar City is just a tremendous place to go to. And the last time we were there, it was so cold and rainy. And I just say, when it's cold and rainy, dress up and be warm. This past spring, Julie and I went to the Titanic Museum. And that was quite an experience. We both didn't think it would last that long, but we were in there about 3 hours. We thought it'd be just a little short excursion. You walk up this place and you walk up this place because you know the story. The Titanic sunk, you know. So what's the end of the story? Well, they take you from like when you enter and you purchase your ticket, you become one of the passengers or one of the staff, and they give you a card as you enter. It's your ID to take you through the whole place, and you can read on your card who you are. And I happen to be an officer on the ship, and my wife was a guest. And I read his story, and I just kind of joked with the lady that gave me my card. I said, well, I know my guy's fate. You know, he was on the ship. He was an officer. I'm sure he perished. She said, well, not all the officers perished, and you need to see the rest of the story. And so I got intrigued by that. And so as we started going through the journey through the Titanic, you know, they took you through every level, and they showed you where they took off from, that's not the good term, but they left their home port in England or Ireland or wherever it was, and they showed them where they made their trek starting across the North Atlantic and on their way to New York City. And it was a tragedy, you know, 4 days into it. So that was the story. And then as you were going along, you would learn more about your person, who you were. Then at the end of the whole journey, you would find out if you lived or died. I was fortunate. My officer did survive. He wasn't on duty that night when they hit the iceberg, but, you know, quickly became on duty and most likely manned one of the lifeboats. And my wife's character, she also survived as well. So it was a fun thing. And it took about 3 hours to go through this. One of the great takeaways I had, they had the music parlor, and they had a grand piano in there, and one of the officers were in there telling the story about all the musicians that played on the Titanic. They had their own orchestra. You know, on the TV and on these movies that I've seen, there's been some great movies about the Titanic, even those called Titanic. They always show, and it's tradition, that the last song that the orchestra played was Nearer My God to Thee. It's a great hymn of the church. It's just tradition that that's what the last one they played together as a band. We don't know that for sure. It makes great story. It makes great folklore. But it makes sense as well. You know, one of the last things you want to play is something that bring you closer to God. And of course, I believe all of the musicians perished because they did not get into the lifeboats. They stayed at their post, stayed playing their instruments until the ship went down. It's an amazing story. And so this officer was telling us these stories about these individual people and how they had gotten together, like, you know, the day before the ship was to depart, and they had to have memorized so many songs. And they had to know the keys of each song, and they had to know what number each song was in the list of repertoire. Because if Mr. Astor asked for song number 76, he wanted song number 76, whatever it was. And you had to know it by memory, and you had to know it in the right key and the title and the number. I thought that was amazing. So these guys did their homework, and they were put together on the last, you know, right before they sailed. They were put together as an orchestra, and they worked together, and they were very good. Of course, they were top-notch musicians, all of them. So this is one of the most things that really I really enjoyed going to that part of the museum. And then when he finished telling the story about the Titanic and the musicians, he said, "I'm going to play the piano." And he played his rendition of "Near My God to Thee," and then he played the theme song to the movie Titanic. It was just tremendous. And then he asked if anyone wanted to play the piano, they were welcome to do it. So I said, "Can I play?" He said, "Sure." And so by that time, there weren't a lot of people in the room, so I was able to sit there and play a grand piano on the Titanic, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I played my version of "Near My God to Thee," and we talked for a while and had a great time. So Julie and I really enjoyed the Titanic. I didn't mean to talk so much about that, but it was just a fun thing to do and well worth the money. Some of the other things you do, hey, if you get a chance, ride the ducks. I know that's an odd thing, but you ride the ducks. It's a vehicle that takes you around Branson, shows you the different sites, takes you out to the dam, takes you up on this little mountain, and you see things, and then finally you end up getting into the lake, because it is also a vehicle that not only goes on land but also goes in the water. And so you get out there and go around the lake a while, and I guess that's why they call it a duck. And so that was fun. We enjoyed that as well, and our grandchildren went with us on that one. We also rode the Branson Belle. That's a paddle wheeler and has great entertainment and great food. And so we enjoyed that last year on our 40th anniversary and had some pictures made with the captain and all this. Just had a great time. Again, boy, I remember it was cold, but we sure enjoyed it. It really was a lot of fun. The next thing I want to tell you is that was Branson that we've done in the past. In about a week and a half, I'm going to take a group of senior citizens from our church to Branson. And this is going to be quite an undertaking, because I've never taken a group of 17 people anywhere in a long time. And we're going to go to Branson. I've already got the hotel room set and got the, you know, we've already paid for it. And we've got tickets to Jonah. We've got tickets to Six. We got tickets to the Ducks. And then we're going to enjoy the last night at the Branson Landing, just shopping and visiting and having a good time. So you pray for me, I tell you what. We're going to rent a van and drive another vehicle and take 17 of us, like I said, and I hope they pack light. I really do. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to just have good memories and take a lot of pictures and smile and laugh, and going to have a good time with these senior citizens. I've got people from age, I think we got people from age 60 up to 85. It's going to be a lot of fun. When I get back, I'll give you a podcast on that episode of our life. And so, until then, this is Chuck Whetstone. I'm not going to go any more longer today. We'll talk more tomorrow. But this is Chuck Whetstone on Chuck's Favorite Things. Check me out on chucksfavoritethings.com. Subscribe to my channel on iTunes. I appreciate your subscribing. And keep me coming every day. I'll see you tomorrow on Chuck's Favorite Things. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back.